good morning. Welcome to each of you. Go ahead, put your hands together. Ah, this is the 4th of July, the birth of our nation, the Declaration of Independence. Yankee Doodle Dandy. You can't say Yankee Doodle Dandy without singing Glory, Glory, Dear Old Georgia along in there somewhere. You got to get them mixed in. In the land of cotton. Isn't that what that says? All right. Well, I'm going to talk just a little bit longer than I had planned on talking because, you see, the orchestra that I have that's in that little bitty square-looking box you see me play with every morning, that entire orchestra is down in the choir room. And the pastor has gone down there to retrieve that orchestra and bring it back up here. So I'm going to talk for just a minute. There he comes. All right. Yay. No, all I need is just the box. That's it. All right. See, he found that orchestra. You got a great pastor. We just love him. He's able to fill in and get things done and just do all kinds of stuff. I'll tell you, he is wonderful, and we are blessed to do that. We again thank you for being here today. We are going to worship together as we sing and give praise unto our God for being a part of a free nation. Won't you stand with us, please, and help us sing together the Star Spangled Banner. Singing it with us, everyone together now. Here we go. Sing it out now. Let them hear it across the street. Of the United States of America. Attention, salute, and pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. Thank you. I just got my tongue over my eye tooth and I couldn't see what word was coming up. Thank you so much. You may be seated, please. The land of the free and the home of the brave. It's no accident that a land is inhabited by those who are brave enough to preserve and protect that most priceless gift to its citizens. Liberty and justice for all. We've gathered together to celebrate our greatest national heritage. Freedom. Let all things we cherish. Freedom did not come without great cost and sacrifice. As we remember those who gave their lives to ensure the liberty that we enjoy in this great nation, let us also pay tribute to those among us who gave and are giving of their time and talents, who put themselves in harm's way to ensure the future of this nation, a nation willing to provide liberty and justice for all. Our choir wants to present for your enjoyment a special collection of songs that includes a song from each branch. And we want you to sing along with it if you know it. This will be a great time of encouragement to everybody today. I hope that if you were ever a part of one of these branches of the service, and you'll notice Across the balcony, the flags are flying there of each of the branches of our services today. If you are ever a part of one of those branches of the service of the United States of America, that when you hear your fight song today, you will stand and allow the rest of us to pay tribute unto you. When that's finished, you may be seated, and as the song moves on, the next branch would stand up. Ladies and gentlemen, will you join me in saluting this procession of our patriots? Here we go. Ready? All right. If you're in the Army, stand up with me, Army. Just so. Here we go. Give them a hand.
Cloverdale, we will hit the dusty trail and we'll take on for rolling along. In and out, hear the shout, chapter marching all about, and we'll take on for rolling along. For it's high, high, in the field artillery, count out your numbers loud and strong. 2, 3, 4, hey, 2, 3, and wherever you go, always know that those
cakes
are rolling along.
Thank you, Army. Be seated. Navy. Anyone from the Navy, stand with us.
Anchors away, Lord. Anchors away. Farewell to God's choices. Sail at break of day.
Up in the balcony, anyone else?
Always ready for the call. We place our trust in thee. Throughout hill and shot and shell, to win the victory. Saints, for the promises our guide, our pledge, our motto too. We're always ready.
Oh, thank you, Coast Guard. How about it, Cowboys? Air Force, stand with us.
Off we go.
What a great way to pay tribute. We need to understand today that citizenship does not come without responsibility. The high calling of the kingdom of God does not mean we are free to neglect the important role we must play in the preservation of our nation's liberty. The freedoms we enjoy today did not come without a price. There were some who gave their fortunes and land, and some who dedicated their lives for public service. There were also many who left the comforts of home and family to defend our nation in faraway lands. And there were far too many who made the supreme sacrifice for their country. The legacy of those who are willing to preserve, protect, and defend our liberty lives on in those who serve our nation today in the many branches of the military. The debt we owe them can never be adequately paid, and our gratitude never fully expressed. Today, we were blessed and honored to pay tribute to each of you who are serving or have served in any branch of our military. And today we also want to honor anyone here who serves our nation as a public servant. Our police, our fire departments, our emergency medical technicians, and any others who may place themselves in harm's way to help protect our lives. If you are one of those public servants or have one in your family or a close friend who serves in that role, would you stand now? And allow us to pay tribute to you. Where are you? You have those folks? We have some here in the choir, I know. Some right over here, some right over there. There you are. Thank you so very much. We thank you for that. I'm also sure we have some here today who may have already lost family members or close personal friends that were serving in the armed forces of the United States of America. In defense of our nation, I want you to give a thanks applause to those who have given their life in defense of our nation or on foreign soil. If you've lost a close personal friend or a family member in this manner, then would you kindly stand and let us pay tribute unto you. Thank you so very much. God bless you as that family member paid the supreme price. Thank you. Today we also want to pay special tribute to a group of people that are sadly often not remembered, but their absence can cause the deepest of sorrow and pain. Missing in action is a term that leaves many questions in the hearts of their loved ones and the life and history of our country. The inability of their families to be able to reach closure on many of these patriots can cause very deep concerns. If you have a close personal friend or a family member, or you know of someone that is still classified as missing in action, would you please stand now to your feet that we may honor you by offering a moment of silent prayer for you and your family? Anyone here today? Would everyone stand with me as we remember in silent prayer? Everyone, the entire congregation, stand with me as we remember these today in just a word of silence.
a distinct commonwealth created out of diverse communities. America, a unique population of and countless immigrants, whose only common heritage is the ancient yearning. Paradise of shorelines and deserts, of forests and plains, of canyons and streams, of rivers and lakes, of fertile fields and rocky mountains, is ours. We are free to explore the beauty of America, to travel wherever our dreams take us.
This reason in a season of the whole world's tyranny. A pilgrimage was born led by God's own hand. The band of believers set their sights out across the sea. A new world of freedom was their promised land.
America, we're men of liberty. America, home of the free. America, best in our unity. America, that's you and me.
Starting with a charter from 13 colonies, united in the vision for a nation strong. A people well devoted to the precepts of liberty, fighting for the right and against all wrongs. It may seem that the dream that was born many years ago, a struggle to fulfill, is your destiny. Liberty and justice will be freedom's time to flow in this blessed moment of the brave and free. America, great land of liberty, America, home of the free, America, blessed in our unity, America, that's you and me. America, great land of liberty, America, home of the free, America, blessed in our unity, America, that's you and me. America, great land of liberty, America, home of the free.
Our nation's freedom. We have been blessed as no other nation on earth, yet we must be cautious of our pride and our accomplishments. Our trust must not rest in our own strength. One of freedom's greatest advocates, Abraham Lincoln, reminded us over a century ago that it was the duty of nations and individuals to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history, that those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord.
By faith this land was founded, by faith her freedom won, by faith her people crowned, by faith the dream.
Thank you.
acknowledge the divine authority of God. But how can this be done? What is the instrument that God can use to bring a nation back to Himself? Throughout history, that responsibility has rested with the testimony of God's people. It was His children who bore the weight of being the conscience of their nation. Today, it's the same. We are His children, the body of Christ, a holy nation who trace our bloodline not to a culture, but to a cross. From all the earth's religions, not by our custom, but by our creed.
We believe in God the Father.
Skirmishes on faraway battlefields. This nation, founded on the Stalin principle of individual freedom, has undergone great turmoil in attempting to define and refine the basic precepts of liberty. Liberty does not presuppose license, and freedom does not come without responsibility. Intolerance for opposing ideas that's perpetuated by closed-mindedness, or worse, blind hatred, contributes to the slow undoing of the very freedom that allow opposing views to coexist. What was once a united front of we the people has begun deteriorating into a broken line of radical self-interest. Absolutes have been lost in a maze of situational ethics and the pursuit of current political correctness. The concept of equal under the law does not seem to be quite so self-evident as it once did. It was the undying hope of freedom that brought this nation through many of its darkest hours. The internal struggles we face as a country are as perilous as any foe we have ever confronted. We need a beacon, a source of hope and light. It is time to look beyond ourselves to the true source of justice and freedom, asking His wisdom and guidance to rekindle freedom's holy flame.
Equal under the law, we once knew what that meant. For we once held these truths to be self-evident. Life, liberty, our inalienable right. Happiness and its hope, worth the risk, worth the fight. Rekindle the flame that refined freedom's plan. Illumine our minds with your truth once again. May your justice prevail as we call on your name. Let us bathe in your light. Rekindle the flame. The dream must go on. We must keep it alive. We must search for truth for our land to survive. We must humble ourselves. We must fervently pray. For we are called by His name. We must trust and obey. That refined freedom's plan. Illumine our minds with your truth once again. May your justice prevail as we call on your name. Let us bathe in your light. Rekindle the flame. We must never surrender to the fear of the night. We must set the faith pleasures now fall from a freedom's holy light. Holy light. Prevail as we call on your name.
the sacred flame of freedom, not only a beacon to draw the imprisoned and oppressed, but a standard to lead the way for those committed to the holy pursuit of liberty and justice for all. In New York Harbor, there stands a Statue of Liberty known throughout the world.
In the New Jerusalem, heaven, there sits the Savior who created the world.
The statue in the harbor says, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuge of your teeming shores."
The Savior up in heaven says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest."
The statue in the harbor says, "Send these, the homeless, the tempest-tossed."
The Savior up in heaven says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
The statue in the harbor says, "I lift my lamp beside the golden door."
The Savior up in heaven says, "When I am lifted up, I will draw all people unto me. When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am the one I claim to be, and that I do nothing on my own but speak what the Father has taught me. If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free."
The statue in the harbor is a symbol of freedom.
The Savior up in heaven is freedom.
The statue in the harbor offers the promise of hope.
The Savior up in heaven is hope.
The statue in the harbor can inspire one to change.
The Savior up in heaven can change one to inspire. It's our responsibility to go into our world, our nation, our city, our neighborhood with the light of the knowledge of the glory of Christ. The holy light of freedom can shine through the darkest of nights. It's a flame that will never dim. It is the everlasting light.
The flame that never will dim, the everlasting light. Into the world my Lord designed, I will take a light, a glow with all the Savior's love, to shine throughout the night. I hear my Savior's call, and I'll trust Him and obey. I give to Christ my all, and I'll follow Him today. He was lifted up as a candle in the darkness. a beacon meant to arm us as we face the night. He was lifted up to draw people to him with a flame that never will dim. His light has been. For every place we lift his light, the sun will shine again. Again. I will lift him up as a candle in the darkness. A beacon to arm us
my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Those whom the Son has set free are free indeed. Yet freedom has always had its detractors, and persecution has always been the plague of the liberators. It falls to all of us who claim the Master to rise up as freedom's great advocates. And in doing so, regardless of the cost or sacrifice, regardless of the persecution or penalty, we pledge, in a day of increasing compromise and diminishing commitment, we freely make a solemn obligation. We pledge allegiance, our loyalty, a singular offer of the sacred trust. We pledge allegiance to the Lamb, the true source of liberty and justice.
I have heard how Christians long ago were brought before a tyrant's throne. They were told that he would spare their lives if they would renounce the name of Christ. But one by one, they chose to die. The Son of God they would not deny. Like a great angelic choir sings, I can almost hear their voices ring.
I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. With all my strength, with all I am, I will seek to honor His command. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb.
Now the come and the years have gone, but the cause of Jesus still goes on. Now our time has come to count the cost, to reject this world and embrace the cross. And one by one, let us live our lives for the one who died to give us life, till the trumpet sounds on the final day. Let us proudly stand and boldly say,
I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all my strength. Honor His command. I pledge.
What a morning. Amen. What a day. I want you to sing one final little chorus with me, and then I'm going to turn it over to Doug. I believe with everything I got in me, over these next 5 years in the United States of America, the church is going to have to take a stand. And folks, it's not going to be pretty. This is as good as it's going to get on this earth. I don't mean to be a bearer of bad tidings, but this is what the Scripture has taught us from day one. Things won't make it or get any better than what they are at this moment. And folks, pastors in our convention, evangelical pastors throughout this world, and their churches are going to have to take a stand that I believe one day we will return to the first century. It will cause our death. We'll have to stand up for what we believe, and we'll have to firmly say we are a disciple, a martyr. That's what the Greek word means, ready to die for our faith. And folks, it's not easy when you walk out of here. We're protected in this place. But when you walk out of here and you go back to your work and your home and your school and the hallways, and wherever God's going to put you, it's not easy living and walking the Christian walk. We all know that. We're one beggar telling another beggar where to find bread. But folks, suit up. Suit up with the armor of God. It's going to get worse. And together, we're going to have to take a stand that's going to put us on the news, that's going to put us out in society. The world is already mad at us. The government is already mad at us. And folks, what we're going to do is just incite it even more, because more than this government, more than this country, and more than this world, we believe in the infallible, inerrant Word of God. And trust me, within 5 years, it'll cost some of us our lives. And folks, just look around you. Don't believe me? Turn on the news. Yet, despite it all, the United States of America is still the greatest nation on the face of this earth to live at and live in. And if people don't believe that, there are planes, one-way tickets, leaving every day out of this country. So we're going to stand together as we close this service, and that's our commitment. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves. Brian, can you imagine? For purple mac, wow, can you... And let's pledge our allegiance as you just did to the Lamb. And we pledge once again our allegiance to this country, that our commitment today is on this July 4th and from here on to be willing to take a stand. And the devil's going to fight at you with everything he's got to stop you from taking this stand. He'll fight at me. Already has. Already will. But I thank God for the patriotism in this room. I thank God for you soldiers who've been in battle in World War II, Vietnam and Iran and Iraq, and for those who are there now, and you men who have such testimonies and women that can tell us about what happened on the battlefront. We are indebted to you, folks, I'm telling you. But I want you to know that all of us in this house is indebted to Almighty God, who took every sin we'd ever commit to a cross, as dirty, as sinful, as ugly, as repulsive as I am to God, He died for me, and I can stand before Him today covered in the blood of Jesus from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Thank God I'm free. I'm free indeed. That's freedom. God bless America. Sing America the Beautiful. Would you stand together? Doug, lead us, would you, as we sing.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesty,
come and close us out in just a minute. But before you leave, This red, white, and blue ribbon and bow down here signifies names that we've asked you to bring over the last few weeks, and you brought us those names. These who have been killed in action and are died in service of our country that we know of, or your friends and family, you've put those names, and they're there. And I hope you'll just walk by before you leave and take a look at all those names and just remember those families and remember the Fourth and thank God for freedom. Doug, an incredible time, my brother.
Thank you.
I am so glad this man is here as our minister of music. Mm-hmm. He is doing, God is using him in an incredible, incredible way. And I thank God for you, my brother. I thank God for his wife, Linda. They stand side by side, and we're brothers and sisters in the Lord. And it's exciting to work with him. And thank you, my brother.
Amen.
Incredible moment.
That all goes back to you, too. I love you, too. Thank you, Pastor. Thank each of you for being here today. I just want to say a special word of thanks to our choir and our soloists. Weren't they great? Didn't they just do a wonderful job? Oh, praise the Lord for them. I hope that you folks never take them for granted. I've been in a lot of churches. And you know what? I've had some big choirs. I've had 150 in a choir, and I've had 4 in a choir. But I'm going to tell you something. This is as good as it gets, and I don't think you all understand how blessed you are to have these folks in your choir. I hope that you will love them, that you will pray for them, and that you will lift them up. I so appreciate that. I thank Matthew for doing all of the narration today. Some of those words were not easy words through there, and I thank Matthew for doing that. Bethany Cheek up in the sound booth up there for changing all of those slides. There were 161 slides that went into that today. And we are so grateful. Thank you, Bethany, for Lonnie and for Randy and for David and for all who helped to make this what it was today. I just want to say thank you. But most of all, I want to say thank you to Jesus Christ. You know what? He could have had us born in a lot of different places. But he didn't. And this is something I say when our senior adults and sweet spirit singers go at the nursing home. You know, there's a lot of problems in our country. There's a lot of things that are not right. But bless God, it's still the best place in the world to live. Can't you say amen to that? Amen. That's right. And I am so thankful that God chose and allowed me and my family to be here and now to be a part of your family. We love you and we thank you for being here today. This concludes our program. I hope you have a great 4th of July holiday. We love you. Get out now and eat those, what is it, hot dogs, apple pie, and buy a Chevrolet this afternoon. You'll have a great day. Hit it, Lonnie. Thank you.